All right, it's time for Thoughts and Views with Vernon Dozier on the Phil Henry Show. And Vernon, it's always good to have you with us to talk about what's going on in your world and how you view things as a father and as a husband. Thanks for joining us. Well, Vernon, I always forget to bring the phone up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Phil, and how are you doing? How's your family?
Very good.
Well, Phil, today I'd like to talk with you and your listeners about the how things have changed since 9/11, and I think that things have changed a great deal since 9/11. Things have changed in ways that we can't even begin to perceive. We see the big picture, but do we see the small picture? And that's what I want to talk to your audience about today.
In what way?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was walking down the hallway of my own home this past Thanksgiving, and I was walking past the room of my daughter, who I love more than anything in the world, and I heard music coming from her room. And the music that I heard coming from her room, I thought, incredibly, coming from the room of my beautiful daughter, was so offensive to me that I had a very strange reaction that I regret to this day, but I think when I explain to you why I had the reaction, you'll understand. I walked into her room, and I drove my fist right through her CD player. She has a Barbie CD player.
And this was music you were hearing from her?
Music in her CD player, yes. And I walked in, and it was one of those automatic angry reactions that you have. But I was so offended by this music that I walked in and I drove my fist through the front eject door, through the CD player itself, into the internal mechanism of it, and out the back. And Phil, I will tell you this, and I tell your listeners this, I drove my fist through so quickly through that it never moved. The CD player never moved.
Wow. I mean,
I was that angry, yes.
What were you hearing on the...
I didn't even care that I could... I could see a bone sticking out of my knuckle.
What were you hearing?
What I was hearing, Phil, was the music from Aladdin. Now, once that music was the joy of every child, but since 9/11, my friend, things have changed.
You were listening... Your daughter was listening to the soundtrack to the film Aladdin.
That is correct. I want to tell you something, Phil.
And that angered you so much you drove your fist right through her CD player.
Yes, I did. And you want, and I'll tell you why if you haven't already guessed. We are at war with Islamic fundamentalists who committed some pretty serious crimes. And the last thing we need is anything that will weaken our resolve to do the job that's ahead of us. And when I heard the music of Aladdin coming out of my daughter's CD player, I thought, okay, right there. Right there. That's weakening our resolve to prosecute this war to the very end. Right there. That's what I've been worried about. And I heard it coming out of her little CD player.
But that's a shocking thing for the little girl to see you, to see her father that angry.
I understand that, and I did apologize to her. I said, my daughter is she's more precious to me. You know, you don't have to tell me about how to treat my daughter.
No, I'm not trying to tell you, but it must have scared her.
I did, but I sat her down and I said, Daddy is sorry, and Daddy's going to get you a new CD player, but you have to understand there's some things that we can't have in our house. Now, Phil, this music from Aladdin is a vestige of the Islamic influence that unconsciously influences us during the time of war. Just as we were unconscious to the whole bin Laden and what he was all about, we are unconscious to this.
You think that Aladdin, which is a music to a film by Disney about...
Well, it's about the Middle East, and it is about the very part of the world that our country at this time finds itself contending with, and that is the Middle East, the home to Islamic fundamentalists, beginning with Saudi Arabia, but moving on into the Persian world. And I believe at this time in our country's history, we cannot afford to weaken our resolve. And I'll tell you, when I hear this music, it made me so angry, I drove my fist cleanly through a CD player, and it never moved off the shelf it was sitting on.
Your fist was moving pretty fast.
That's how angry I was. Now, I would like to do something, Phil. I'd like to play selections of this music, even though... Oh, when I think about it,
we're talking about Aladdin.
We're talking about Aladdin.
This is music that is angering you.
Well, I have to ask myself the question now, why doesn't it anger you?
Aladdin doesn't anger me per se, because it is simply a cartoon.
A cartoon. cartoon, yes, but a cartoon set in a part of the world that currently is funding and training Islamic fundamentalist extremists to do harm to our country. And I think it's extremely important, and I know that Janice received a copy of...
We have a copy of Aladdin here. I want to give our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Thoughts and Views with Vernon Dozier as we're talking about Aladdin, music that his daughter was listening to, and you destroyed her CD player. What, through a sheer act of anger?
A sheer act of anger and outrage, Phil. I'm outraged that... Oh, God. I'm outraged it was in my home. I'm outraged that I heard that music coming out of a CD player in my sweet daughter's room in my home. In my, where I live, where my children play with their toys, where my wife sleeps, my home.
We're going to play some selections, okay?
I understand that.
And this music makes you angry.
I understand that, but I love my country so much that I will endure it. To listen to,
I mean, how bad can it be?
It just is for me. I'm outraged that the terrorists have infiltrated the American family, and I'm.
All right, now hold on for a minute. We don't want to attribute any of this to them, okay?
Just play. I have to. I'm so angry about it. I got to get myself ready.
All right, this is from Aladdin.
And while we listen to this, I want people to take special notice of the Islamic Arab influence in the music.
Here we go.
No, God.
Are you going to be, hold on for a minute, are you going to be all right?
Just play it, please. Oh, Jesus, I hate this guy's voice. Phil, what you are listening to right there is the sound of some Arab going, ooh, I come from the land. Listen to that.
All right, let me.
Hold on for a minute. And the sun's from the west. And the sun's see what he's doing? Do you see what he's doing? He's talking about how great he is.
To another Arabian.
Oh, God, I hate it. I hate it. Turn it off.
All right, I'm turning it off now, okay? And I don't see any sense in putting you through this if that's the reaction it has.
It is important for me, for the American people to hear that this is in their home. It is in their home. Now, you heard that song, the rhythms, the Arabian rhythms, the modalities, the musical rhythms that come only from one place and one place only, Arab land. Listen to it.
So what are we to infer from all of this music?
Hold on for a minute. The Arab is shoving his fundamentalist issues in a 4x4 beat. Listen to this. Place where the caravan camels. Do you hear that? What an ass! What an ass! The caravan camel. You know. Okay, please turn it off.
You are in obvious discomfort listening to this music, and I'm asking you the reason why you would endure that.
Because this music is now being sold all over America. Children are listening to it, families are listening to it, and smiling and enjoying it. Now, I will tell you this right now. If you allow your children to listen or watch Aladdin, what are you going to do next? Do you want to just bed down with the Al-Qaeda? Because,
oh, come on, man. First of all, this is music that is...
You're going to say it's benign, aren't you, Phil?
Well, it is benign from the standpoint that it was created primarily for children. And the tale that it tells is a tale of Arabia in the long-ago times, okay?
The long-ago times, Mr. Hendry, was when the Moorish invasion began of Christian Europe, and that was a time that... oh, boy. They almost took over all of Europe. And you say, okay, there it is.
Yeah, look at man, if it...
Hold on, just play it.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place. Caravan camels. Where it's
I can't have this on the air, okay?
Please.
I can't have this on the air. It sounds to me like you're vomiting or...
I am having a difficult time. Look, let me tell you something. Hold on.
Are you having to pull yourself together?
Yeah, hold on. I am so... Oh, God.
You hear that music, you put your fist through a kid's CD player.
That's... Hold on, just shut up. Bin Laden's a lot smarter than you think. He gets the kids while they're young, and he's getting our kids while they're young. And who do you think the Arabs can penetrate their ideals to the easiest, huh? Our children.
All right, I need for you to get yourself together, okay, Vernon? Vernon?
Yes.
I need for you to get yourself together, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this.
Yes, okay.
Because if this is what the music does to you...
Well, Phil, let me tell you, I need for you to play music because I need for my country and my countrymen to hear what's going on.
You're having a very extreme reaction to, I think, what is essentially music to a cartoon.
Feel sorry for our country if that's the attitude that a lot of people have.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Let me get over here to Brenda. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Brenda.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yeah. Listen, this guy, something is wrong with this guy. If this guy can't handle Aladdin, I mean, something that's created for children, and it's a bit of it contains a bit of history of the Arab world.
The music
is from the Arab world. If he condemns that stuff, then he may as well condemn the whole Arab world, which is going to be very wrong.
Let me ask you something, ma'am, and I will just go on the assumption that you are Arab. Is that correct?
I am not Arab.
All right.
But I grew up in a society where we were very tolerant of everyone.
Well, that's my point.
Except terrorists.
All right, before you all start ganging up on me,
And the whole Arab world is not all terrorists.
What about that, Vernon? The whole Arab world is not terrorist.
We cannot afford at this time in the history of our country to start playing favorites. Who's a good... I understand that they're not all terrorists, but do we have to listen to their music?
Now, what is wrong with the music? I think it's culturally, it's good.
Culturally, it says what? It says, hey, come on over to Arabia land and put on a burqa.
No, you got it all wrong.
Listen
you
to
got,
me.
I'm sorry, but
listen,
you got it all
listen,
wrong.
Listen to the music, ma'am. Listen to it. Yeah. Okay, do you hear that?
What is wrong with that
listen,
music? I've been listening to that music since I was a kid.
Not since you were a kid.
I listen to Japanese music, Chinese music. I listen to Arabic and Jewish. I mean, music.
It's barbaric.
Listen to how smart-ass he is. It's barbaric. There are messages of Islamic. There are messages of Islamic supremacy in that music. Listen.
Stop on by.
Come on down. Stop on by. Oh yeah, all you women, come on down. Stop on by. We'll drop a burqa on you and stick you in a place where you can make sweaters. See that? See what I'm saying, Brenda?
Well,
right in this land here, there's a lot of discrimination against our women. What are you talking about? You don't have to go fight the Arab world for that.
Right.
What is it about the music? Does it have those? You said it has those Arabian.
It's all Arab sounding. It goes. Do you know the song that goes like this? Na 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 na. Do you know that song, Brenda?
Of course.
Okay, it started there. It started with the first Bing Crosby and Bob Hope Road to Morocco movie. And then all of that stuff. I can't.
Well, look at pal. If you're going to start blaming Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Road to Morocco, you got to, I don't know. Views and thoughts with Vernon Dozier. The guy's coming on here. I didn't know. Did you know he was wound this tight before he came on the air, Janice? Apparently, well, we're listening to the music of Aladdin, which he says is patently anti-American and pro-Islamic.